Presidential positioning. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Hosting a meeting of business and labor leaders, President Biden says his economic approach is working.
Inflation at the grocery store is coming down slightly. Prices for things like clothes and television and appliances are going down as well as we head into the holidays.
And he says legislative success is the reason, making the case to continue his agenda as Democrats lose control of the U.S. House. Republicans have already won the majority as counting in several midterm races continues. Republicans are now set to keep a House seat in Colorado, where Democrat Adam Frisch has just conceded a close race to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. So close, it's headed to a recount.
We believe in the integrity of elections in our great state of Colorado and are supportive of this recount to ensure continued faith in the security of our elections. However, the likelihood of this recount changing more than a handful of votes is very small. Very, very small.
Frisch posting a video, Boebert leading that race by only about 550 votes. Attorney General Merrick Garland just naming a special counsel to oversee several Trump-related Justice Department probes, including the handling of classified documents when he left office. Ticketmaster reportedly facing a federal investigation after this week's Taylor Swift ticket debacle. The New York Times reporting the Justice Department is launching an antitrust probe. Several states already investigating. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimetti telling Fox Business.
We're looking into exactly what representations were made, but all that comes in the context of a market that is dominated by Ticketmaster. And anytime you have a market player with that much power, you have to be really careful that consumer welfare is preserved. If it's not, the government needs to step in.
Ticketmaster canceling sales to the general public for Swift's Eras tour, saying there wasn't enough inventory to meet the high demand after millions of fans were already shut out during pre-sales. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
An Ohio man is sentenced for federal crimes stemming from the Capitol riot.
A federal judge sentenced Dustin Byron Thompson to 3 years in prison, saying he couldn't understand how someone with a college degree could go, quote, down the rabbit hole and believe so much in a lie. Thompson had claimed he was following orders from former President Donald Trump when he stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, stealing a coat rack and a bottle of bourbon in the process. It took a jury less than 3 hours to find him guilty of obstruction and other charges in April. During the trial, Thompson admitted joining the mob attack, said he regretted his, quote, disgraceful behavior, and that he believed the former president's false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Closing arguments today at the seditious conspiracy trial of several Oath Keepers members, including founder Stuart Rhodes. Prosecutors say the defendants, for weeks leading up to the riot, discussed using violence to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The defense says there was no plan to attack the Capitol. Hours after an impressive victory, an NFL coach is accused of drunk driving.
Tennessee Highway Patrol observed Todd Downing traveling at a high rate of speed, leading officers to pull him over on Interstate 65 early Friday morning. Authorities say they observed signs of impairment and an odor of booze coming from the vehicle, leading them to arrest the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator for driving under the influence. Downing was also booked for speeding. He was released on bond shortly after. His arrest coming just hours after the Titans offense delivered a dominant performance in a 27-17 win over the Green Bay Packers. In a statement, the Titans said they are aware of Downing's arrest. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It's a mixed day on Wall Street overall. Right now, the Dow is up 85 points. The S&P turning slightly higher, but the NASDAQ is still down about 43 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.